Nizena pitira mchipata.
I just passed through.
Nizena pitamo chapi.
Going to Malawi.
Nenda ku Malawi.
And maybe two or three other times I also passed.
Ndau zina ziviri futi napita hapo chabe.
But this time around I have now stopped here.
Ine inontawi na imirira pano.
To meet my brethren.
Kukumana na zibale wanga.
So I'm very happy.
Ndinokondwera kwambiri.
To meet you all.
Kukumana na imwe Mose.
And to be together in this faith.
Kukala pamozi mchikurupiriro.
Amen.
Amen.
And also we are happy with our brother who
ndisokondwera nao. Abale watu tinabwera nao.
For company.
Amen.
Amen.
As
he said,
Mameno Wakambira
is a married brother.
No kwatira abale.
Married to one wife.
No kwatira kuli mkazi umozi.
That's what we believe.
Ndiye vamene tikurupirira.
Amen. He says his eldest daughter is in grade 9.
Akuti mwana wawo yamba mkuru mkazi ali mu grade 9.
Then he says his last child is in kindergarten.
Akutwa sirizira ali kunasari mwana.
But I just want to tell him here.
Nifuna wauza ine hapa pano.
That the one who is in kindergarten.
Kuti uja wao ali muja matevera kuja.
Is only the youngest one.
Ndiye mngono chabe pawose.
Amen.
Amen.
Also my name is James.
Zinalanga ndine Yakobo James.
When I was born I was given the name James.
Pamene nabado ananipasa zina kuti James olo Yakobo.
And you know Yakobo means a crook.
Yakobo itandazwa kuti kawalala.
So I was born a crook.
Ninabado kawalala.
When I was about 12 years or so.
Pamene zeri na zaka 12.
I was according to the you know those who know the Church of England.
Vajamizi wa Church ya Anglican.
When you are baptized, you are given a new name.
Akakubatiza ama kupasa zina ya sopan.
So my elder sister chose the name Mitchell.
Uyo mkuru wanga mkazi zina yake anasanka Michero.
So I was given the name Mitchell.
Na hiyo ananipasa zina ati Michero.
Michel comes from Michael.
Iyo Michero choka kuli Mikaele.
And Michael means like an angel.
Mikaero itandauzoti alimonga mngero.
So I came out from Jacob to be like an angel.
Ninatoka kala munga Yakobo ukala munga mngero.
By the grace of God,
njisomo cha mbuye,
I was called into this grace when I was about 17 years old.
Ninaita ni mchisomo chino pamene nali na zaka 17.
When I gave my life to the Lord.
Ninapeleka moyo wangu kwa mbuye.
And ever since I've been serving the Lord.
Kutoka hapo na kala nitumikira mbuye.
Amen. So I want to thank God.
Niamika Mulungu
for keeping me all these years.
Nisunga zaka zose.
And I got married to one wife.
Ninakwatira mkazi umozi.
And we had 9 children.
Nali na vana mulungana dalisa na vana 9.
That's why I'm telling him that he's the third child.
Sasa ni wao zakuta mwana wao wachitatu akaliko.
But you know 9, you know, is a good number.
Pakuti 9 number la yabwino.
Alipa lindana 9.
Yatini wanana wana 9 pano. Aw.
Aha.
Amai bani.
Number yabwino ko poseme.
Very good number.
You know, mumawa mulungu.
In the word of God.
9 is the number of the spiritual gifts.
9 ni number la yampaso za mumzi.
Which God gave to the church.
Yamini mungu anapasa kumpingo.
So you see,
mwaona.
9 children, 9 gifts from God.
Munawana 9, munambaso 9. Amen.
So one of those who was number 6.
Umozi mwana nali number 6.
Who was a girl.
Anali mkazi.
She was hit by a car.
Motoka inambunga.
When she was about 8.
Pezeri na zaka 8.
And she went on to glory.
Anapita kulemerero kumana nambu.
So we've got one already in glory.
Tidina umozi kulemerero.
So we are striving now here.
Panu tiesesesa panu.
That we may meet here.
Kutitika kumane nae nae.
In glory.
Amen.
Now you know the other thing is she was number 6.
Iye anali number 6.
You know 6 is the number of men.
6 ni namba la ndani ya muntu.
Because man was created on the 6th day.
Muntu analingiwa pa siku ya number 6.
And man dies.
Muntu amafa.
So number 6 had to fulfill that.
Uja mwana wa number 6 anakwanirisa mumene mawo yakambira.
And she was only 8 years when she died.
Anali na zaka 8 chape pamene anamwalira.
And 8 is the number of life.
Number 8 ni number ya umoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
So so she went to glory.
Amen.
And we remained with eight now. Eh?
Yes.
Okay.
So anasara na wali 8 man.
So 8 is the number of life.
So 8 number ya chintu cha sopano umoyo.
So we are in life now.
Tiri mu moyo sopano. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So of the 8,
bali vaja bana wali 8.
5 are girls.
Wali 5 na sikana.
So 5 is the number of grace.
5 ni number ya chisomo.
Because Jesus had 5 wounds.
Yes, wanali na vironda 5
which redeemed us.
Vinatuombola.
So the grace of God
chisomo cha Mulungu
was shown in number 5.
Chinaonekera mu number 5.
Amen.
Amen.
So and the 3
our tatu
they are boys.
Nazimuna.
And 3 is the number of perfection.
3 ni number yokwanirisa chinthu kwana bwino.
Amen. So we have 8 children.
Tinawana 8
which is life.
Umoyo tandauza moyo.
Which we got by our 5 girls.
Pamene tinatenga kuli wana masika na watu wali 5.
Which is the grace of God.
Chisomo cha Mulungu.
So we have life by grace.
Tina umoyo mchisomo
which brings us into 3 boys.
Chitileta kwa azimuna 3
which is perfection.
Yamene uli kukwanirisa.
So we have life through grace.
Tina umoyo pitira mchisomo
into perfection.
Mbako kwanirisika bwino.
Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to thank God.
Tiyamika Mulungu
that he brought me into this grace.
Tiwanileta mchisomo chino.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, as I tell you, I was only 17 years old.
Mamena kuzirani nalichabe na zaka 17.
I had not gone into drinking.
Sinaendeko mmova.
I had not gone into smoking.
Sinaendeko mfuaka.
I had not gone into women.
Sinaendeko mazimai.
I had not gone into all these as
sina zipezo chita zose zina izi zina.
But it was not by my intelligence.
Shinali mzeru mwanga ine.
But it was just the grace of God.
Shinali chabe chisomo cha Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
And by the grace of God,
mchisomo cha Mulungu,
I have I think about 25 grandchildren.
Azukulu ni now 25. Amen.
And one great great child.
Na mzukulu chivu mozi cha.
Amen. So it's just the grace of God.
Mchisomo cha Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Because of karam fumu yet.
I can be a king. Ngangali mfumu.
Mpa yonse, 25. Yana omwe.
Yumba chape mozu ngala mfumu na wana osu.
Ana 8.
8 children.
Amina anakwatidwa.
Those who are married.
Those anakwatira.
And those who are married.
So 8, they become 16.
So wajali 8 wangala 16 pa mozu.
And then the 25 plus 16.
Wala wali 25 na 16.
Ah, dikara mfumu.
I can become a king. Yet man. I can have my own village. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God for that. It's just the grace of God
that you
have been able to come here.
Amen.
Amen.
And
we are happy that as he was saying,
we
preached at the wedding of Mama's
daughter.
So we thank God that she brought forth into this world this child at whose wedding a soul was saved. Amen.
Amen.
As if that was not enough,
they,
she has given us this place
that
we can come and worship.
Amen.
So may God bless her.
Amen.
And give her many days of life.
And in
health. Amen.
Amen.
So we thank God. God is so good.
He
has brought us to him. Amen.
Amen.
Now there's one thing that we are. We are not a denomination. But we are believers of the word. We believe in the word. We were called by the word. Because heaven and earth were created by the word. And we also are the product of the word of God. And what is the word of God? It is the mind of God as it is revealed.
Amen.
So whatever I'm thinking, when I speak it,
ine nikalankhula pamene ganiza,
you know now my mind.
Imwe mzaziwa pamene vili mmutu mwanga.
If I don't speak,
ngatsini lankhula,
you cannot know what is in my mind.
Simzaziwa vili mmutu mwanga.
So what was in the mind of God?
Nanga vinali mmutu mwa Mulungu chani.
What God desired?
Pamene analufuna Mulungu.
It was all in his mind.
Veze mmutu mwake mzeru mwake.
But he manifested it in
Koma,
his word.
Anachilangiza kumaa kupitira mmao.
Amen. So when he called us,
pamene anatiitana,
he did not call us by some denomination.
Sana chitane mwina mchipembe.
He called us by his word.
Anatitana mau yake.
And that word
ya jamau
is what created our faith.
Ndiye analenga chikhulupiriro chathu.
That word
ya jamau
is what brought us to birth.
Ndiye anatileta kumoyo.
So we are the children of the word.
Ndise vana amau.
We are the manifestation of the mind of God.
Ndise maonekedwe ya nzeru za Mulungu.
That's what we just want to share this morning.
Ndiye zamene tifuna ti gaveko mawa muno.
Amen.
Amen.
We just want to read from the book of Genesis.
Tipita book ya Genesis.
Genesis chapter 1.
Tipita Genesis 1.
We want to read verses 3 to 5.
Tizambira pandime ya chitatu kufika pandime ya 5.
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Mulungu anati kukhale nyale ndiponso kunali nyale.
And God saw that the light So the light that it was good.
Anaona tinyale nali bwino.
And God divided the light from the darkness.
Mulungu anasiyanisa nyale kumdima.
And God called the light day.
Mulungu anaitana nyale mzuva.
And the darkness he called night.
Ndiposo mdima anawitana usiku.
And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Mazulo na mawa inali siku lolamba yoyamba.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters.
Mulungu anati pakhale mlengalenga pakati pa manzi.
And let it divide the waters from the waters.
Ndiposo igawe manzi kuchoka ku manzi ena.
And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament.
Mulungu anagawa mlengalenga ndiposo anagawa manzi yanali pansi pa mlengalenga
from the waters which were above the firmament and it was so.
Siani sana mawe yanali pa mwamba pa mlengalenga chinali choncho.
And we go to verse 10.
Ndimea 10.
Verse 9 rather.
Ndimea 9.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together.
Lekani manzi yali pansi pa ziko la pansi yabwere pamodzi.
Unto one place.
Kubwera kumalo amodzi.
And let the dry land appear.
Ndiposo malo yoyuma yaonekere.
And it was so.
Nali choncho.
And God called the dry land earth.
Mulungu anaita na malo yoyuma kukhala dziko la pansi.
And the gathering together of waters called ye seas.
Kubwera pamodzi kwa manzi anaita kuti nyanja.
And God saw that it was good.
Anaona kuti chinali bwino.
Shall we pray?
Tilampempere.
Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we have read your word, we know, Father God, the ability of mankind can do that. But Lord, the revelation comes from God. We pray, Father God, that the spirit of the word may come through the speaking thereof,
yes,
and that the hearing of your word may bring also the spiritual application in our hearts. Help us, Father. Bless the speaker and the hearer.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, lift us even in our faith,
yes,
that the sick may be healed, yes, the feeble may be strengthened, and that we may grow in this faith you called us unto. We commit this into your hand in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as you pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I said, we just want to speak on our identity.
Nifuna kuti tikambepo pachiziwi so chathu.
Amen. Where we have read,
pamene taverenga,
it says God, when he was perfecting his creation,
Mulungu pamene analukwanirisa chirengi chake,
because he says there was water.
Akuti kunali manzi pose pose panali chabe manzi.
There was no light.
Kunali benyale.
But then it says, yeah, then God said, let there be light.
Apa akuti Mulungu anati lekani kukhale nyale.
And then when the light was there,
pamene nyale inaonekera,
he gave light a name.
Anapatsa nyale dzina.
He says, now when there is light,
akuti ngati pali nyale,
now we call that day.
Tizaita nakuti mzuva.
And when there is darkness,
ngati pali mdima,
that is night.
Tizakamba kuti usiku.
And then he separated the waters which were between the heavens and the earth.
Anasia ni samanzi anali pakati pakumwamba na paziko la pansi.
And he called that part heaven.
Anaita na jamalu kuti kumwamba.
And this part earth.
Yakuziko la pansi.
Then he separated the waters that were covering the earth.
Anasia ni samanzi anali paziko la pansi rose.
And heaped it in bodies of water.
Anapeleka malo ya manzi yametika mbati nyanja.
And then he called the dry land earth.
Anaita na malo yoyuma kuti paziko la pansi.
And the bodies of water he called seas.
Zija malo ya manzi anaita kuti manyanja.
Now what we want to look at from this?
Chamene tifuna langa napo pa ichi.
Is that God gave
kuti Mulungu anapasa
each thing that he created.
Chindu chiri chose analenga Mulungu.
He gave it an identity.
Anachipasa chiziviso lodzina.
Light he called it day.
Nyale anaita kuti mzuwa.
Darkness he called night.
Mdima anakamba kuti usiku.
Dry earth he called it earth.
Zikolo yuma anaitana kuti ziko la pansi.
And bodies of water he called seas.
Malo ya manzi anaitana kuti nyanja.
So each one was given its identity.
Chiri chose chinapasiwa chiziviso chake.
And because of the identity,
chifukwa cha chiziviso,
whatever happened in that environment
zamene zinachitika muli ya jamalo maonekedwa
was according to the identity of the environment
chinalingana na mamene malo yanalionekera.
When it is day
ngati ni mzuwa,
people go and do their work.
Vanthu amachita nchito mzuwa
because it is day.
Chifukwa ni mzuwa.
When it is night
ngati kwafipa,
people then go to sleep.
Vanthu amaindogona
because it is night.
Chifukwa kwafipa.
Amen.
Amen.
Where there were bodies of water
pamene pali matupi ya manzi,
fish would grow in there. Because it was water.
Chifukwa ni manzi analipo.
And the dry earth.
Niposo poyuma paja paziko.
The animals would be there.
Vinyama vinalipo.
Why?
Chifukwa ninji.
Because it's dry earth.
Pakuti mpoyuma.
Amen.
Amen.
And also in the air.
Namuja mwamba.
There were birds.
Kunali nyoni.
And the birds could fly.
Niposo nyoni zinalumbururuka.
Amen. Because that was the right environment for them. Amen.
Amen.
So now we can see
ifetiona
that the environment given its identity
ya jamalo kuyalanganiza kwa mamene zina lake
were now enabled to accommodate
yanapangiwa kuti yakwanirise
that which was supposed to be in that environment
kwaniswa ikapo chinthu chamene chinali choyenera kukhala pamalo yamene yajana pasiwa zina.
Amen. The animals
zinyama
zinyama stay underwater. They could not stay underwater.
Nyama sizina likwaniso kala manzi.
Because it is not for them.
Chivuka sana zirengere manzi.
Fish
koma somba
cannot be in the trees.
Sizinga kale mchimtengo.
Because it is not for them.
Chivuka somba sana zirengere kuti zikale mchimtengo.
Each environment
malo yaliyonse
was given its own identity.
Vanapasa zina yake.
So that it can be able to accommodate.
Kuti ingakwanise kusunga
that which must be in that environment.
Chija tamene chifuniko kala malo.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we look at ourselves,
tikaziona ifene,
we also need that identity.
Tifanika na ife chiziviso icho.
That we can be able
kutitinga kwanise
to accommodate
kusunga
that which is supposed to be accommodated.
Chamene chifuniko ikiwa mwa ife.
Amen.
Amen.
As much as you cannot accommodate animals in water,
ima mamene simunga kwanise kusunga vinyama manzi,
or birds in water,
olomina nyoni manzi,
or fish in the mountains,
olomina nsomba mapiri,
they have to be in their correct environment.
Vifuniko kala malo yake yoyenera.
When the fish is in water,
ngati nsomba ili manzi,
then it's able to breathe,
ikwaniso pema,
it's able to eat,
ikwanisa kudya,
it's able to lay its eggs,
ikwanisa kuika mandanda.
And then there will be many,
ndiposo zizachuluka,
because they are in their true identity.
Chifukwa zili malo yake yoyenera.
Amen. Amen. So we have been called.
Taitaniwa ife.
As I said,
mwamena kambira,
we are not a denomination.
Ife sindise chipembezo.
But we are a people.
Ndife vanthu.
Who have been called by the word of
vamene
God.
Vaitaniwa na mawu ya
Mulungu. Which created heaven and earth.
Yamene analenga kumwamba na paziko la pansi.
God created the right environment for fish.
Ngati Mulungu analenga male yoyenera ya nsomba.
God also create a right environment for us.
Anatirengeraso malo yoyenera ife.
That we can be able
kuti tingakwanise
to live by the word of God.
Kunkala mumawu ya Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now,
Tsopano.
We have to know.
Tifani kwa ziva.
We have to recognize.
Tifani kwa zindikira.
Our identity.
Chiziviso chatu.
Amen.
Zina latu mwina.
Who are we?
Ndiseyani.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if we don't know who we are, we can be in the wrong place and
we'll
never be able to produce that which God desired us. Can you see that? What if a dog will think it's a fish? And then it goes into water? It will not live there. Because it's not to live in water. It has to stay where it was supposed to stay. So that it can breathe. So that it can see. So that it can walk. So that it can eat. It must be in the correct place. Amen. And it must also know its identity. Amen. If it does not know its identity, and then maybe one morning it would think, I can fellowship with a chicken. It doesn't go right. Can you see that? They'll end up eating one another then. Can you see? It must be in its true identity. Amen. So, we just want to look at ourselves by the word of God so that we can see who we are. Amen. What we are doing, is it reflecting our identity? Because, you know, when names were given, names were given to portray the character of a person.
Bible mazina na lupasi wakulangiza kalidwe ya muntu.
Eve was called Eve.
Eva na mwitana oti Eva.
Because she was the mother of all people who are living.
Anali mai wa andu ose wa moyo.
Adam was called Adam.
Adam anaitani wa Adam.
Because he was a man taken from the ground.
Chifuka anali muntu anatoke wa mdoti.
Can you see that? So names,
mazina,
they identify the character.
Yama langiza kalidwe.
Amen. So we want to look in the Bible.
Tikaenda mbaibere.
As I said, we are Bible believers.
If and so kurupirira Bible.
We live by the word of God.
Timakala mao ya Mulungu.
We are not a denomination.
Sindivesi pembezo.
What we do,
zamene tichita,
is not what our church teaches.
Sizamene mpingo watu punzisa.
We do,
timachita,
what the word of God teaches.
Zamene mao ya punzisa.
Amen.
Amen.
So our faith is by the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now I want to read the book of Exodus chapter
3.
Exodus
3.
Exodus chapter 3, we just want to read verse 10 to 12.
Exodus 3, 10 to 12.
Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto
Pharaoh?
And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. Amen. In verse 12. And he said,
Anati,
certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of
Egypt,
ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Now we all know this is Moses. When he was heading his father's in-law's sheep, and he came to this mountain. This mountain, according to
Moses,
it must have been good for sheep. There was good grass for sheep and good water for the sheep. So he went to this place to look after this sheep. Then suddenly he saw a bush burning. And when he wanted to discover what was happening. The voice of God came out of the bush. And he was given a permission to go down to Egypt and bring out the people of Israel. Then Moses asked God, who am I that I should go there? Now here is Moses. He doesn't want just to go, but he wants to know his identity. Amen. I cannot just go running there to the people of Israel. But who am I to do this? How am I able to do that? And then God says, I am going to be with you. And for you to know that I am with you, when you bring the people out, you come and worship me in this mountain. Moses was at the mountain. And he thought it's good for
sheep.
He was there enjoying the mountain.
It's
a good mountain for sheep. Because in him, he thought he was a shepherd. That's what he was in his mind. That's why he was enjoying it. But when God told him, you are not a shepherd. One who is to bring the people out. You must deliver those people. And to know that you are a deliverer, you come to this mountain which you thought was good for sheep, but you will worship my name here. You will be a worshipper of God in a place you thought it was for sheep, because now you are in your true identity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So the task that was given to Moses, God tells him that you will come back and worship here. Amen.
Amen.
So his true identity was not to be a shepherd, but to be one who had to accomplish the word of God as it was given to Abraham. Amen.
Amen.
Because God said to
Abraham,
I will deliver your children. Amen.
Amen.
And Moses was at that place where the children of God had to be delivered, but he was only heading sheep. But then God came down to show him his identity. It's not for you just to head sheep. Amen. Many of us were walking in this world doing things that we're not supposed to be doing, but we were enjoying. The brother said he was smoking. He was enjoying smoking. He was drinking. He says, I was enjoying drinking. He was taking dach. And he says, I was enjoying. But now he says, I've left those things. But why was he enjoying those things? He was portraying the wrong identity of who he was. Can you see that? God in his mind determined him to be a worshiper of God. But by holding a false identity, he was doing the wrong thing. Moses, by a false identity, he was heading sheep. But he was supposed to be leading the God's people. He was using the mountain, which was supposed to be where he should worship God. But he was there heading sheep. But one day he asked God, who am I? What is my true identity? If we can look at that this afternoon, who am I? I'm doing what I'm doing. But really, who am I? Is my identity in conjunction with what I am doing.
Ine maonekedwe yanga yakuvomekezana na zamene nchita.
Amen. He was in a mountain.
Anali pa phiri.
Heading sheep.
Kusunga kuchita mbusa wangosa.
But really,
koma macho nadi.
He was a worshipper of God.
Anali walambira mulungu.
But he did not know that.
Sana ziwe.
Until he was told and mbaka shown his identity.
Wanamuza na kumulangiza maonekedwe yake.
The word of God.
Akuti mau ya mulungu.
Reveal to you.
Yazalangiza kwa iwe.
Your identity.
Maonekedwe yako.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes people do things
which
they are not supposed to do because they have a false identity. Amen. But really, who are we this morning? The Bible tells us in the first book of John in chapter 3 in verse 1
Yohano yamba 3:1.
He says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not." The world doesn't know who we are. But behold,
taonani,
we are the children of God.
Ndisevana wa Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Who are we?
Ndiseani.
We are the children of God.
Ndisevana wa Mulungu.
But sometimes the problem is,
tawizina vuto.
We don't even know who we are.
Sitimaziva kuti ndifeani.
But the Bible here is telling us,
Bible itiuza apa.
And this is the word of God.
Aya ni mau ya Mulungu.
It is telling us,
itiuza kuti.
We are the children of God.
Ndisevana wa Mulungu.
The world doesn't know that.
Ziko siziwa icho.
Because the world doesn't know.
Pakuti ziko siziwa.
They think we are what we are not.
Ziko ikaza kuti fendise mwamene stiriri.
Ntawi zina maona ngati ndifantu opusa.
It thinks sometimes that we are stupid people.
Because we sit kuenda mzamo wa.
Because we don't drink alcohol.
Sit kuendela za shuhule.
We don't do.
Sit kuendela za folia.
We don't do. We don't smoke.
Ama ganiza ndifantu opusa.
They think we are foolish people.
And open the patch.
Like useless people.
But we are the children of God.
Koma even say, Ana amulungu.
The world doesn't know that.
Ziko siziwa.
Amen.
Amen.
What they think are men.
Vamene ganza oti ni vantu. Vamuna vene vene.
They think that those who drink beer.
Vakaza ziko ganza oti wajakuma mwandia muna vene vene.
They think those are men. They don't know who we are. We are the children of God. We were born by the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
The world doesn't know that. But here is our true identity. We are sons and daughters of God. That's who we are. We don't care what the world thinks about us. We don't care what the world says about us. We are not what we are by the clarification of the world. We are what we are because of the word of God. The word of God gives us our true identity. That's why we have come here. In this heat, we are sitting here not for fun but because we are the children of God.
Yes,
we enjoy to come together.
Amen.
We enjoy coming together. We enjoy sitting together. We enjoy listening to the word of God. Because that's who we are. We are children of God. Nobody forces us to do things. But there's something in us that is bubbling in us. That desires to worship God. That desires to be good. That desires desires us to, Chamena, for us to do the things of God. Because we are children of God. And the Bible here says,
Bible
behold,
taonani,
what manner of love.
Chikondi chotani,
the great love that God bestowed upon us.
Chikuru chamene Mulungu waika pa ife.
Amen.
Amen.
When we see people going out there in the world,
tiona wandu wali mziko,
with their big money and big things,
na ndrama zao za mbili na
vitu vikubwa. They think that is great.
Tiona chone kama nga nchikuru chija.
Look at yourself.
Koma zione nimwe.
What made you what you
Nanga,
are?
Imo china kupanganu kama amene mulizi.
Is the love of God.
Chikondi cha Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
You are what you are.
Imwe muli mwamene mulili.
Because of the word of God.
Chifukwa cha mau ya Mulungu.
So the word of God.
Mau ya Mulungu.
Gave you your true identity. Ya
nakupa sani maonekedwe yanu ya chonadi.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you see
Amen.
That?
Amen.
We go to verse 2.
Tienda pandime ya chivi.
Of John chapter 3.
Yeah, Yohane oyamba 3.
Beloved, now we are the sons of God.
So pano ndise ana amulungu.
And it does not yet appear what we shall be.
Sijua nekera zakala motani.
But we know that.
Komatiziwa.
When he shall appear.
Akaonekera iye.
We shall be like him.
Zakala monga iye.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not even yet fully known of us.
Ife sichina zibike na bwino bwino.
What we shall be.
Kuti isa zakala tani.
But there's something that's keeping us afloat.
Kulichimozi chitika pa mwamba.
Is that we know. We are the children of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The devil can come to you.
Satana zabwera kwa inu.
But you are sick.
Akuti ndimo dwala.
But you are poor.
Ndiwo sauka.
But you are not the big one.
Sindiwa mkuru.
That has nothing to do with it.
Ivo viribe nchito iliyose. Kwa zamene Mulungu
atikonzera. We are the children of God.
Ife ndise vana wa Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
We are children of God.
Ndise vana wa Mulungu.
I don't care. What is there?
Nangutu pali chindu bwanji.
We are children of God.
Ife ndisevana Mulungu.
By the word of God.
Mumawe ya Mulungu.
And every man that hath now we shall when he shall appear
akaonekera
we shall be like him.
Tizakala monga iye.
For we shall see him as he is.
Tizamuona mwamena alili.
We are going to see our Lord.
Tizaona mbuye watu.
When he appears.
Akaonekera.
And when he appears.
Akaonekera.
We will also be like him.
Tizakala so monga iye.
And every man that has this hope in him.
Aliwosa na chembekezo ichi mkati mwake.
Purifieth himself.
Ama zisuka.
Even as he is pure.
Mwamena alili oera.
Now because we are expecting him.
Chivuka timuye mbekezera.
And when he shall appear. Akaonekera. We shall be like him.
Takala munga iye.
And because we want to be like him.
Chifukwa tufuno kala munga iye.
Because that's our identity.
Ndiye maonekedwe yatu.
What do we do now?
Tizaita chani sopano.
We cleanse ourselves.
Chima zisuka.
We come yes, out of all the evil of
Chima
the world.
Chima toka mzose zoipa za mziko.
Why do we live drinking?
Nichani timaleka kumwa mowa.
Because we don't have the money.
Ndachitano zoti mulibendrama.
Why don't we smoke?
Nichani stibema.
It's not because we cannot do it.
Sita
because we are looking forward to the coming of the Lord. And those who are looking for him, they will purify themselves even as the Lord himself is pure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Now, we see now. Our identity actually makes us to be what we are.
Yama tipanga kukala mwamene tiriri.
And then we do
Tima chita.
What we should be doing
Zamene tifuniko chita.
Because of our identity.
Chifukwa cha maonekedwe yatu.
We are the children of God.
Ndisevana wa Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, we are still living in this world.
Tikalukala mziko lino.
We are still meeting people of this world.
Tikalukumana nao wantu wa mziko lino.
But who are we?
Koma ifendifea
ni. We are the children of God.
Dise ana amulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
There are things that are happening in this world.
Kuli vintu vamene vichitika mziko lino.
There are things that are happening in our areas where we live.
Kuli vintu vamene vichitika kumalo kwa mene tachokera tikala.
There are things that are happening in the places where we work.
Kuli vintu vamene vimachitika kumalo kwa mene timagwira nzinchito zatu.
And when we look at people.
Tikaona wantu.
Sometimes they are driven by those things.
Wantu wama tengewa mtima.
Because those things are like winds. They just blow.
Vima gunda chabe.
Amen.
Amen.
And people are taken by those winds. But as for us, you know, we are like rocks in the field. When the wind comes, it can blow all the leaves and all the chaff. But the rocks will remain. We are not taken by the things that are happening in the world. The songs of the world. The dressings of the world. The things that are of this world. These are things that are being pushed by the wind. But as for us, we have an identity. We belong up there. And he who's coming from there, he is pure. And because of that, we want to be identified with him. We want to have his name in us. We want to have his life in us. Because that's who we are. Children of God. Our identity. As I said in the beginning, fish,
Nsomba,
they can prosper in water. Because that's where they belong. If you take them out of the water, they die.
Zimafa.
So we also
ife nsona ife
are fish
nisensomba
of the waters of the word. Just put us in water. You find that we can increase. You put us in water. We can now breathe. You put us in water. You can see us now happy. Because we are fish of the water. And our water is the word. That's where we are identified. If you want to know who I am, just let me come into the word. I will produce the word. I will speak the word. I will sing about the word. I will behave as the word instructs me. Because that is my identity. Amen.
Amen.
We are not a denomination. Another thing,
Chintuchina.
We are not of this world. We don't go by the things of the world. But we go by the things of the world. That's our identity. That's why Moses asked God, who am I? Amen. You want me to be baptized? Like he says, there are going to be people to be baptized. Who am I? The word tells me now. If I repent, amen, of my sins, then I'll be baptized. Can you see that? I'm not baptized because there's water. I'm not baptized because I see somebody is being baptized. But my identity. Who am I? I am a sinner. Who has repented. And because of that, I'll be baptized. When I'm baptized, I'm identified with Jesus Christ. And when I rise up, as Jesus rose from the
dead,
I also rise up. So I'm identified with Jesus. And now as Jesus is living, I also live by the word of God. I'm no longer living in those old things. I'm now in a new life. Because I'm identified with the risen Jesus. Amen. That's why we are baptized. It's not a tradition to be baptized. It's not just a teaching to be baptized. It's our identity. That's who we are. We cannot do without it. Amen.
Amen.
Because it identifies us with the new life that God has brought us into. That's who we are. We are children of God.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's our identity. That's now, we are given a name now. That you are a daughter of God. Amen.
Amen.
Can you see that?
Amen.
You know, you are a daughter.
Ndiwe mwana mkazi.
Not because you want to be a daughter.
Sungala mkazi chifukwa unasanka ungala mkazi.
Not because you made yourself a daughter.
Kuti unazipanga mkazi iwe.
Not because you just feel I think I must be a daughter.
Sinyo ganza ta amina mtupimbera kuti ningale chabe mkazi.
But you were born a daughter.
Unabadwa mkazi.
Amen.
Amen.
And that is your identity.
Ndiye maonekedwe yako.
Amen.
Amen.
It's only somebody who's so connected to mutu.
A person is confused. Mundu wafunda kumuntu.
Yende nkazi akuti ndikumva kuti ndifuna ndikhale mwamuna.
Mukazi wafunda otsokonezeka ndiyakamba kuti inini pata munga ndine mwamuna ndikhale mwamuna.
Ndifuna ndikwatire nkazi.
Mukazi akamba kuti ndifuna ngwatire mukazi.
Wasokonekera mutu.
It means your head is confused. Ndiwosokonezeka
mutu.
Can you see? Your identity.
Maonekedwe yako.
Leads you.
Yakupeleka.
Your identity.
Maonekedwe yako.
Controls your feelings.
Yakontrola mwemenu mverera.
Your identity.
Maonekedwe yako.
Controls your mind.
Yama kontrola nzeru zako.
Your identity.
Maonekedwe.
Because you know.
Uziwa.
You don't struggle to walk like a woman when you are a woman.
Ngati ndiwe mkazi. So vutika utu zienda munga ndiwe mkazi. Chukwa ndiwe mkazi kale.
No, let me be careful.
Ati nisamare mindedwe.
I must walk like a woman.
Nizienda munga ndine mkazi.
Otherwise people may think I'm a man.
Wantu wakakazi munga ndine mwamuna.
Do you ever think like that?
Tima ganiza choncho.
You men.
Imwazimuna.
I better be careful how I speak now.
Ati nisamare mwamene nikambira.
Otherwise people will think I'm a woman.
Wantu wakakazi ndine mkazi.
Do you do that?
Tima chita hivyo.
You just speak.
Tima langula
chabi. And you know a man is speaking.
Wazi wati mwamuna langula.
You just walk.
Umaenda.
And we can see a man is walking.
Tuona tu mwamuna hapa.
That's your identity.
Ndiye maonekedwe yako.
Brothers and sisters.
Abale ndiye longu.
We are children of God.
Jise ana amulungu.
That's our identity.
Ndiye maonekedwe yako.
We do what we do.
Tima chita zamene tichita.
After our identity.
Kulingana na maonekedwe yako.
We are baptized.
Tinabatizika.
Because we repented.
Tifuwa tinalapa.
We received the Holy Ghost.
Tilandira mzimu wera.
Because we were baptized.
Chifuwa
we stay by the word.
Chimakala mumau.
Because we received the word.
Tinalandira mau.
Amen.
Amen.
We live by the word.
Chimakala mau.
We live in the word.
Tikala mau.
And it's our desire.
Nichifuniro chatu.
Amen.
Amen.
When the word is in you.
Ngati mau yali mwa iwe.
Amen. You know, one time I was a little boy.
Ndawina pamene nali kamfana kachepele.
Amen. And as I was growing.
Pamene nalukula.
You know, I just found out
ninapeza kuti
some things were coming out here.
Ninapeza kuti sisi naluchoka ukumbali.
I didn't bother about that.
Ine sina denga hapa
hicho. I didn't struggle for that.
Ine sina iso gira nchito hapa hicho.
Can you see that? It just came out.
Zina sisi nachoka chabe.
Because inside of me,
mkati mwanga,
I'm a man.
Ndine mwamuna.
It will come out.
Zachoka.
Can you see that? What you are,
mwamene uliriwe,
makes you to produce or to bring forth what you are.
Ubereke ulo uchose zintu mwamene uliri.
Because that's what you are.
Ndiye mwamene uliri.
Amen.
Amen.
We are children of God.
Ndise ana amulungu.
Do you want to do good works?
Mufuna kugira nchito zabwino.
You don't have to struggle for that.
Simfaniko kuvutikira
vutikira. Do you want to be holy?
Ufuna ngala wera.
You don't have to struggle for that.
Osa vutikira vutikira.
What should you do?
Ufuna kuchita chani?
Kala mau.
Just be in the word. What's it?
Pass.
That's
if
all.
You are in the word,
ngatuli mau.
The word will work in you.
Mau ndiyaza sevenza mwaiwe.
The problem, you see,
vuto.
People just want to come to church.
Vandu afuna zabo bwera kumpingo.
They want just to join a church.
Afuna zabo join a mpingo.
And then they live that wrong life.
Vakala ujamuwe osa enera.
Why? Because
chifukwa.
They don't have the true identity in them.
Walibe maonekedu ya chonaji mwaiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
But you are the children of God.
Amen. Dimwe ana amulungu.
Let's see. Let's just go on and see what the word says we are.
Tienti wone zamene mau.
In 1 Peter,
Petro Oyamba,
in chapter 2,
Petro Oyamba 2,
in verse
9,
it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness. Into his marvelous light. Amen.
Hey.
So who are you? The scripture says, you are a chosen generation. Amen. Amen. You were chosen for something. The very fact that God chose you, He's bringing you to an identity. What is your identity?
The
chosen of God. You are not just here because you just want to be here. You are here because God chose you. When did God choose you? Before the foundation of the world. Before there was anything. God chose you to become what? To become a holy nation. To become a peculiar people. To become a holy, a royal priesthood. Amen.
Amen.
So that you can show forth the praises of God. God can be praised because you are a holy priesthood. God then can be praised because you are a holy nation. God can be praised because you are a peculiar people. You have a special identity that brings you out of the mark of sin and the darkness of the world. Because here the Bible says you were taken out of the darkness of the world. Amen.
Amen.
You were taken out of darkness into His marvelous light. That's your identity. And then He says, which in times past, you were not a people. But now are the people of God. Which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul. We were once in darkness. We were walking after the order of darkness. Remember, in the beginning, God separated light from darkness. And in darkness, there was no life. In darkness, there is no holy. But there was also light. In light, there was God. In God, there is life. So we were once in darkness. Because we were identified with the darkness, we were drinking, stealing, and doing all those things. Those things are of darkness. Amen.
Amen.
And we were born in those things. Until we thought that's who we are. Can you see? Why do people drink? Because they think they are supposed to be drinking. Why do people smoke? Because they think they are smokers. What makes them think they are smokers? Because they are in darkness. Amen. When you are in darkness, you don't know what is black. You don't know what is white or what is yellow. You are in darkness. You can do anything in darkness. You are smoking in darkness. Prostitution in darkness. Thieves are in darkness. Because that's where you were. But God, like John says, behold, what manner of love that God bestowed upon us, that we may be taken from darkness into light. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you are in darkness, you don't even know. When you wear your blouse or your shirt, whether you have worn it inside out, you don't know. You don't know if your hands are clean or dirty. Because you are in darkness. You don't even know. You can see.
Suzi wanoziwa tu iwe ukwa nisoona.
Because you are in darkness.
Kai uli mumjima.
But when you come out of there.
Manja ukachoka mumjima.
Now you are in light.
Uli mnyale.
Look at yourself.
Ukaziona.
In the power of light.
Mumpamvu ya nyale.
Don't continue.
Osa pitiriza.
Wearing your shirt the way you were wearing.
Ngati uli mnyale manja osa vala shirt kuvalira mkati.
You see. Because now you are in light.
Kairi manja uli mnyale.
The Bible says.
Bible kutibwani.
The things of darkness.
Vindu vamu mdima.
Have passed away.
Vapita.
Amen. Amen. What we thought was beauty.
Vamene tinaona kuti vinali vabwino.
In darkness.
Mumdima.
When we come into light.
Tikabwera mnyale.
We know now this is not it.
Tionota ichi sitamene.
Amen.
Amen.
At one time.
Pandawi mozi.
I just want to show you a scripture. We are not reading. We are not talking on that. But I just want to show you something here.
Sika mapaicho but kulichimozi kuna nkulangize.
As I said, we are. Children of the word. We live by the word. We are taught by the word. We are influenced by the word. We are led by the word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to the book of Genesis. In chapter 35,
Genesis 35,
here is Jacob.
Jacob.
He is coming from the land of Bethel. And we
Bethel.
All know, from the land of his father-in-law, that was in Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia.
And he was going to Bethel.
Analupita ku Bethel.
When he came out of there, the people did not have a true revelation of who they were. We know that Rachel, his wife, she took the gods of her father. They actually did not know who they were. They just heard Jacob saying, "Let's go." Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes when we come out of the world, there are things that, you know, got a hold of us when we are in the world. Until we thought they were good. I think everybody here who smokes, according to the testimony of the people who smoke, your first cigarette you smoke, it's not good. Sometimes maybe you become dizzy. Sometimes it'll make you cough. But your body is telling you, this is not good. But you take another pull. You take another pull. Until
mpaka
your body
tupirako
cannot do
ikangiwa manje ukala
without smoking
kopanda kubema.
You have lied to your body
wanama tupirako
until it has accepted that lie
mpaka tupi yako yavomera boza
that smoking is good
kutifua kanwa bwino.
When you first take your first drink
ukamba kumwa mwachoyamba
it's not good
suma wama.
Maybe sometimes you vomit. Sometimes you can't even walk, you know, you are falling down. It's not good. And then you keep on taking. Until you can drink 5 liters.
5 liters.
Your body tells you this is good. You have lied to your body so much. That the body accepts that this is good. That's what we do when we are in darkness there. There are things that we do when we are in darkness. We continue doing them until we don't see that they are wrong. We are so used until when you even come to light, there's a tendency of continuing doing those things. But we want to talk of our identity. Amen.
Amen.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Now, when he was on his way now to Bethel.
Pamene anapita ku malo ya Bethel.
He came to a place that is called Shechem.
Anabwera ku malo chedoti Shechem.
There are some things that had happened.
Kuli vina chitika kuja.
He had met Esau.
Anakumana na Esau.
And he had overcome Esau.
Anam gonjesa Esau.
So let's come to chapter 35.
Chendi bwere ku Genesis 35.
And God said unto Jacob,
Mulungu anati kwa Yakobo,
arise, go up to Bethel,
nyamuka upite ku Bethel,
and dwell there,
ukaleko,
and make there an altar unto God,
upange guwa kwa Mulungu,
that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. Anaonekera
kwa iwe pamene unatawa pamaso pa Esau mbale wako.
Now God is telling Jacob,
Mulungu auza Yakobo,
let's you go now to Bethel.
Tio pita kumalo ya Bethel.
Why was he supposed to go to Bethel?
Njifuka ninja nafunika pita ku Bethel.
Because at Bethel,
ku Bethel,
God gave him a dream.
Mulungu anampa samaloto.
When he saw the angels coming up and down the ladder.
Angelo alukwera kusika na kukwera pachokwera
po. And God gave him a promise.
Mulungu anampa salonjezo.
That the land that you are sleeping there,
akuti pamalo pamene wagona,
I will give it to your children.
Nizapasa ya malo kuwana wako.
Amen. And then Jacob made a promise.
Muru Yakobo anapeleka lonjezo.
When you bring me back here,
mukani bwezanso pano ambuye,
I will build you an altar here.
Nizakumangirani guwa pano.
And worship your name.
Na ulambira zina lanu.
Can you see?
Amen.
There was a covenant there.
Kunali chipangano.
So Jacob now,
Yakobo tsopano,
he is now going back to that place.
Abwerera koso kumalo kuti.
God is telling him,
Mulungu amuuza,
now go to Bethel.
So pano pita ku Bethel.
At Bethel.
Ku Bethel.
There is his identity.
Kuli maonekedwe yake.
Bethel.
Bethel.
Means the house of God.
Itanda uza kuti nyumba ya Mulungu.
So go now to the house of God.
Iwe so pano pita ku nyumba ya Mulungu.
What is that house of God?
Nanga nyumba ya Mulungu nchani.
You are the house of God.
Iwe ndiwe nyumba ya Mulungu.
The spirit of God dwells in you.
Zimwa Mulungu khala mwa iwe.
Can you see that? Now, as Jacob was starting to go there.
Pamene Yakobo analuyamba kupita kuti.
Where is he going?
Apita kuti.
To Bethel.
Ku Bethel.
For to do what?
Uchita chiani.
To worship God.
Kulambira Mulungu.
What does he do now?
Aita chani.
In so, verse 2.
Ndime ya 2.
Then Jacob said unto his household.
Yakobo anati ku nyumba lake.
And to all that were with him.
Oh, sana lina iwo.
Put away the strange gods that are among
so,
you.
So sampo ni mafano mirungu ya chirendo ili pakati panu.
The false gods were with them.
Mirungu ya boza inali na iwo.
But they had come out of Mesopotamia.
Wanatoka kumalo ya Mesopotamia.
They were on their way.
Wanali pa mjira
mwao. But God now is wanting to give them their true
Mirungu
identity.
Mirungu afuna wapase maonekedwe yao ya chonali.
It doesn't mean they were still in the world.
Sijita ndauza tuwe nzakali mziko yae.
They had come out of the world.
Wanatoka mziko.
Can you see that?
Amen.
We are not in the world.
Even still in Ziko.
We came out of the world.
Tinachoka mziko.
But our problem.
Koma vuto.
We come out with the things of the world.
Timanyamula za mziko pochoka mziko.
Can you hear me right?
Munimvera.
This is what these people did. They came with the things of the world. Yet they were going to Bethel. But then God says, go to
Bethel
and build an altar and worship me there. What have we come for? We have come for to worship God. We want to build an altar and worship God. But how do we do it? Jacob says, take away all the false gods.
Mirungu yose yaboza chotsampon.
Amen. It doesn't mean you are not a Christian.
It is another thing.
You are a Christian.
You are a Christian.
But take away
all those
false gods.
Yose yaboza mirungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Why do you have them? Because you were in that land where they belong.
Munali kuja kumalo kwa mene ichokera.
The Bible says,
Bible ikuti,
you are a holy nation.
Dimwe dziko loyera.
You are a holy priesthood.
Dimwe ansembe oyera.
But
koma,
you were once in the darkness.
Pachiyambi munali mumdima.
Now you have come into light.
Mabwera kunyale.
So be identified with the light.
Imekaranwe ona pa nyale.
Is that right?
Amen.
Let's see what the word of God says. As I said in the beginning, we are believers of the word. Amen.
Amen.
We are not receiving something from Zimbabwe. We are not getting something from Lusaka. We are not teaching things of Lusaka or Zambia. We are not teaching things of Zimbabwe. But we are looking into the word so that we are identified with our true identity. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
So let's read the scripture. Then Jacob said unto his household, and all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean. And change your garments. They were wearing some garments. And Jacob says, change those garments. These are not garments for people who are going to Bethel. We are going to heaven. There are things that are not supposed to be worn when we are going to heaven. This is what the scripture is telling us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Take away the false gods. Take away those strange clothes.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
And let us arise and go up to Bethel. And I will make there an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. This is Jacob now.
Yakobo,
who am I? I'm a worshipper of God.
Ndinolambira Mulungu.
I'm going to build an altar. Niendo
manga guwa.
And there I will worship God.
Kujanzalambira Mulungu.
Who is this God?
Uyu Mulungu ndani.
The one who was with me.
Ndiye nali naine.
When I was in my troubles.
Pamene nali mavuto.
At one time I was sick.
Pandawina nalodwala.
And this God healed me.
Mulungu ananchirisa.
At one time I was smoking.
Ndawina nalubema fwaka.
And this God delivered me.
Mulungu ananuombola.
I was drinking.
Nali kumwa.
And this God delivered
ananu
me.
Ananuombola Mulungu.
I was in my sins.
Nali machimo yanga.
And this God delivered me.
Mulungu ananuombola.
This is the God that I'm going to worship.
Mulungu amene nzapito lambira.
I'm not going to worship a church.
I'm
not going to join a denomination. I'm not going to go after man. I'm going to worship my God. Because I have his identity in me. So if you want to go with me, take away the false God. Change your clothes. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible tells us how we should dress. A man should dress like a man.
Mamuna, zivala munga mamuna.
A woman must dress like
mzimaya,
a woman.
Zivala munga mzimaya.
Amen. We take away all those clothes. Amen.
Amen.
That are not according to the word.
Zamene zizidi mau.
Amen. And what did they do now?
Anaita jiani.
In verse 4.
Ndimea 4.
And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand.
Anapasa ya anampasa Yakobo yose milingu ya chirendo enali manja mwao.
Can you see that?
Mwaona.
Why? They want to be identified with Jacob. As Jacob is identified with God.
Amen.
Amen. And all their earrings which were
masikio,
in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the oak which was at Shechem.
Yakobo anavibisa pansi pachimtengo icho chinali ku Shechem.
It doesn't mean they were not going to Bethel because they had their earrings.
Shita ndozo wanaswana wanalipita ku Bethel chifuka nali na masikio.
They were going to Bethel.
Inde wanalipita ku Bethel.
It doesn't mean they were not going to Bethel when they had their strange gods.
Shita ndozo ti pamene nali na mirungu swanalipita ku Bethel.
They were going to Bethel.
Wanalipita ku Bethel.
But it had come time.
Komandawi inabwera.
Those who wanted to go to Bethel.
Wanalufuna pita ku Bethel.
Identified with Bethel. What is Bethel?
Nanga
Bethel. It is the house of God.
Bethel nyumba ya Mulungu.
We don't have strange gods in there. We don't have strange garments there.
That's
why they gave those garments to
Jacob.
They gave the earrings to Jacob. And they were all buried there. We are going to Bethel now. That's our identity. Can you see where we are going?
Yes.
Do you know who we are? We were once in darkness. But now we have come into light. We leave the things of darkness. They were good when we were in darkness. They were beautiful when we were in darkness. But now, we want to be identified with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All those clothes. All those earrings, all those bangles, that were good in Mesopotamia.
Mesopotamia.
Now we are going to Bethel.
So Bethel.
Who are we? We are a holy priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a people of God. We were once in darkness, but now we have come out of darkness. Let's leave the things of darkness and take the things of light and walk in the light. Amen.
Amen.
That's why we are baptized. Amen.
Amen.
Because when we are baptized, maybe we won't have time to speak about baptism when we go to for baptism. Those who are being baptized, what is happening to them? Let's see what the scripture says. In chapter 3 of the book of Galatians,
Galatia 3.
In verse 26.
Galatia 3:26.
For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Monse mendi mwana wa Mulungu mchikulupiriro mwa Yesu Kristo.
Who?
Ndani.
All of you.
Monse.
You are all children.
Monse ndi mwana.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Not because you are doing good. Not because you are dressing good. Whatever you are,
mwamene uliriwe.
You are children of God by your faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now what happens when you have faith in Jesus Christ? Verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Amen. So what were you putting on before? Because here it says when you are baptized in Christ, you have now put on Christ. If you put on
Christ,
it means you have taken off those things you were putting on. That's why Jacob says, take off all those strange clothes. Can you see that?
Amen.
That's right.
Because you have now put, you cannot put on those old clothes and then put on Christ again. No. You take off those things. That's why John says to the Pharisees, if you want to be baptized, bear fruits of repentance. Amen.
Amen.
When you repent, you take those things and you throw them away. You were drinking, you throw it away.
Mataya. You were doing witchcraft,
you throw it away.
Mataya.
You were smoking, you throw it away.
Mataya.
That's what they did in the Bible.
Jesus,
in Acts chapter 19.
Machitidwe 19.
Acts 19.
Machitidwe 19.
Verse 18.
Dime 18.
And many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. That's what we do when we come to Christ. We confess our sins. We confess what we were doing. We confess what we were drinking. We confess what we were eating. Because we come to Christ. Verse 19. Many of them also which use the curious arts
wanaluchita za magic za mfwiti
brought their books together
wanaleta soma buku yao pamozi
and bend them before all men
wanayashoka pa bantu wose
amen. Verse 20.
Ndimia 20.
So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed.
Ndiposo mawe ya Mulungu yanakula kwambiri ndiposo yanakwanirisa yanapita patsogolo.
What did they do?
Wanaita chani?
Ena alali wa agule.
Ena somewhere dancing now.
When they repented,
after palapa,
they took all those things they were using.
Vose vita vintu analusenzesa.
They brought them to the men of God.
Anavileta kuwantwa Mulungu.
They were burnt.
Wanavishoka.
That's right. Amen. Right.
Can you see? What they were putting in their hands.
Vezo vala umu.
What they were putting in their legs.
Vezo vala mendo.
What they were putting in their neck.
Wanalu vala mumkosi.
What they were putting there.
Vezo vala umu.
All those things.
Vose vo vala
vala. They took them.
Wanavitenga.
They don't belong to the house of God.
Siva mnyumba Mulungu.
They burned them.
Wanavishoka.
To be identified now
kuti manje sopano waziviwe
with Christ
na Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what they did.
Ndizo maana
Jacob.
Yakobo
took all those things.
Anavitenga vose.
He dug a hole.
Anakumba kuchimgodi.
Put them there.
Anavikapo.
Covered them.
Na kuvipa.
And then he said,
"Anat,
let us now go to Bethel."
Akutie ndipite ku Bethel sopano.
And what happened when these people they burned their witchcraft?
Let's read what the word
says. In Acts
chapter 19,
that's where we were reading.
March 19.
Verse
20.
It says, so mightily grew the word of God. And prevailed. What do we want here? We want the word of God to grow.
Right.
And prevail. We have got sick people here.
Right.
We have got possessed people here. We have got people who are suffering in the body here. What do we want? We want the word of God to prevail.
Yes,
can you see that?
Amen.
How does the word of God have power? It's because of what you do. You who have believed. Amen. Can you see that? Let's go again to in the same book of Acts. In chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
Verse 46.
Jeremiah 46.
And they continued daily with one accord in the temple.
Wanapitiliza masiku wose mumodzi mtempere.
And breaking bread from house to house.
Kudya mkate nyumba ndi nyumba.
And did eat their meat with gladness.
Wanadita kudya chao na chikondwerero.
And singleness of heart.
Na mtima umodzi.
Praising God.
Kutamanda Mulungu.
And having favor with all the people.
Kukala ukondewera ndi wanthu wose.
And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Ambuye anaongezera kukumpingo masiku wose wa jamena wanafuni kupulumuka.
Amen.
Amen.
What did God do?
Anaita bwanji Mulungu.
He added the people who were being saved.
Anaongezera wanthu wanalupulumuka.
Why?
Njifukwa.
Because people
Njifukwa wanthu
were continuing with one accord in the word of God.
Njifukwa wanthu wanapitiliza mumodzi mawu ya Mulungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Right. In verse 42.
Ndimea 42.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and
wanapitiliza mwamsanga mapunziso ya apostoli na chianjani.
And in breaking of bread
na
and in prayers.
Mkate na mapembero.
I heard the brother here was announcing that we are going to have our fasting and praying. That's what we do as Christians. We come together. We worship together. We pray together. We fast together. Why do we do that? The Bible here tells us. Remember, we are not a denomination. We live by the Bible.
Verse
43. 42 rather.
42.
43 now.
43.
And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. The apostles laid hands on the sick. They recovered. Why? Because all the people were of one heart. They were continuing in the gospel of the apostles. Can you see that?
Amen.
When they started to do that, the word of God had power. And people were healed. We saw also in chapter 19, when they burned their things, the word of God prevailed.
Right.
Why? Because they had taken out the things of darkness from their midst. That's what we should do. Let's take off all those things of the world. Do away with them. And then we stay in the word. And then God will bless us. Let's go back to Jacob. In Genesis chapter 35. Was it?
Genesis 35.
Amen.
Amen.
In verse 4, it says, and they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hand, and all their earrings, which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak tree which was in
Shechem.
Now watch what happened after they did that. In verse
5,
and they journeyed. And the terror of God was upon the cities that were around about them. And they did not pursue Jacob. They did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Jacob was going with his group. He had all his cows, his camels, his children. And you know, during these days, people would rob people of their possessions. Jacob was a new man there. He was just walking. You know, when I came to Chipata, I wanted to change some money. I went into a shop. I asked the lady who was in the shop, is there any bank here where I can change money? They said the banks are now closed. But there are boys who change money outside there. But I'm afraid you are a stranger here. They will steal money from you. If you are a stranger, they can steal from you. And you cannot cry. Because I don't know the language here. If I start crying and I cry in my language there, who will understand? Who will help me? Even if I cry and the thief is speaking your language, and you are the people there, and I cry in my foreign language, and the thief will be speaking, and here I will be crying, and he is speaking your language, whom will you help? Your fellow man. You see? So if you are a stranger, you have no security. So Jacob had no security. He was a stranger. But because of what he did, the fear of God came upon all the cities. They could not follow him. Fear of God will come upon all the demons. Upon all sickness.
Yes,
will come upon all infirmities. And will go triumphantly. If we abide by the word of God.
Remove everything of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you are a holy priesthood. Have your identity. Amen.
Hallelujah.
With Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the
Lord.
Amen. Okay, I'm closing now. But I cannot finish. Amen.
Maybe we'll finish sometime. But let's read Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians 1.
Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians 1.
We will read verse 17 and 18.
Zawerenga 17 and 18.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Ambuye mulungu wambu Yesu Kristu atate wa ulemerero angapase kwa inu mzimu wanzeru ndiposo chivumbuluso mkumziwa iye.
The eyes of your understanding be enlightened.
Maso ya kuziwa kwa nukuseguka.
That he may know what is the hope of his calling.
Kutimunga ziwe utichembekezo cha kuitana kwa kechiripotani.
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Na kuona chuma cha ulemerero cha choro wa mwili wa antu wake.
Amen. Mm-hmm. The word which was in the beginning gave each and every creation its identity. May that word enlighten you
ya kutsegula ni maso,
that you may come to the understanding
kutimunga bwere kuziva
of
na
the purpose.
Chalingo,
why God called you.
Chamene mulungu anakuitanirani.
Amen. You know, we have been in the world.
Takala mziko.
Some of us, we have been through denominations.
Vena takala mzipembezo vosiana siana.
They have their own aims and objectives.
Wali na lingu yamene wachitira vintu.
But as for us,
koma ife,
we are the children of God.
Ndisevana wa mulungu.
That's our identity.
Ndiye maoneke
dweyatu. God never just started creating fish.
Mulungu sana ambe kulenga cha bensomba.
He had to bring waters together.
Choya amba nambira manzi. Kwaleta pamozi.
Isn't that what we read in the Bible?
Sizamene taverenga mbaibere.
When he gathered the waters together.
Pamena naleta manzi pamozi.
Then he created fish.
Then pambuyo paka nalenga nsomba.
He blessed them.
Anadalisa.
And says fill the waters.
Akuti zulani manzi.
Then he separated and he made the dry land.
Anasia nisa manzi na doti.
Then he said to the land,
adot,
let there be beasts
vinyama,
that will eat all these greens.
Vizadia vose vomera.
When he had separated water from the heavens,
anasia nisa manzi na kumwamba,
then he said,
anat,
let the birds fly there.
Nyoni zimbururuke
pa mwamba. The birds could not fly there when there was still water.
Nyoni sembe zina mbururuke pa jangati pakali manzi pa mwamba.
Animals could not be created while there was still water covering the whole earth.
Zinyama zina lengedwe zoenda pa doti pamene panali manzi.
True environments had to be created.
Malo yacho nadi analengewa.
Amen.
Right.
For the birds to fly,
kuti zimbururuke nyoni.
The heavens were cleared.
Kumwamba kunali bezo chingiriza.
For the fish to swim,
kuti nsomba zinyaye.
The waters were gathered.
Manzi analitiwa pamoja.
For the animals to run,
vinyama kutawa.
There was dry land.
Unali maru yoruma.
That's how God deals.
Ndiye mwayasebenzera.
That's how God does.
Ndiye mwachitira
Mungu. How can we expect God to do his holy things in us?
Tizambekeza bwanji mulungu chita zinthu za chiyero mwaife.
When we are still in our sins.
Pamene tikali mmachimo yathu.
When we still pursue the wrong ways.
Ngati kalufuna njira zosayenera.
It cannot be.
Sichingakhale.
We have an identity.
Tina maonekedwe.
Amen.
Amen.
The fish cannot swim where there's no water.
Nsomba sizinganyaye palibe manzi.
The birds cannot fly where there's no open heavens.
Nyoni sizingambururuke palibe kuoseguka kumwamba.
Amen. And we cannot walk
stinga ende
where there's no word of God.
Palibe mawe ya mulungu.
Let's dress according to the word of God.
Vale kulingana na
mawe. Let's speak according to the word of God.
Nikantira ngule kulingana na
mawe. Let's walk according to the word of God.
Nikantiende kulingana na
mawe. That is now our identity.
Ndiye maonekedwe yathu.
Because God,
pakuti mulungu,
who before there was anything,
kusana kale kali kose,
in himself,
mkati mwake,
he desired us to walk holy.
Analifuna kuti tiende woyera.
So he gave us his word.
Anatipasa mawe yake.
And that word makes us holy.
Anatipanga kuti kale woyera.
Sometimes it tells us, don't do that. Don't do that. It is not a law, but it is an enlightenment. Can you see that?
Amen.
Our eyes are being opened.
Maso yathu
yaseguka.
Amen. That's right.
If you are blind and you are just walking,
uenda,
you don't even know there's this thing here, you can bump in it. But because you are not seeing, you need somebody to tell you. Where now?
You are near something there.
And then they tell you, turn to the left. Then you go to the left.
It
is not a law. Can you see that? They are telling you because you are blind. But when you can see, you are walking, you see, and then you turn. Nobody has told you to turn. But because you are seeing, can you see? That is what the law is. The law is for me because I'm blind. I cannot see. Then the law says, turn to the left. Can you see that? It's the law.
Because
I cannot see. But if I can see, I will see there's something there. I'll just turn to the left. I'm not doing it by law, but I'm doing it because it is enlightened to me. I can see. That's what the word of God has done to us. It has given us enlightenment. That's why Paul says, I'm praying for you that your eyes of your understanding can be opened so that you can see what God had in his mind about you. What God desired you to be. He desired you to be healed. He desired you to be saved. He desired you to be blessed. Now he is opening your understanding. So that you can leave the things of darkness and walk in the light. And as you walk in the light, you will enjoy everything that belongs to light. Amen.
Amen.
If you are walking in the light, you won't knock your feet against rocks because you are in the light. When you are walking in the light, you don't bump into trees because you are seeing. You are in the light. When you walk in the light, you will not fall into the water because you are seeing. You are in the light. But if you want to continue with the things of darkness, what is in darkness? In darkness there is blindness. You don't see. So if you are now in the light and you keep your eyes closed, then you will bump into things. Because you have refused
Wakana
to leave the things of darkness. Blindness is of darkness. Can you see that? Let your eyes be opened so that you can see what belongs to you as children of God. Amen. You are children of God, born of the word, called by the word, kept by the word. You eat the word, you drink the word, you clothe the word, you walk in the word, you stay in the word, you are of the word, until you are the word. Amen.
Amen.
You are not like the word. You are the word. Amen.
Amen.
You are not like a Christian. You are a Christian.
You are Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You are not even like Jesus. You are Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Because the word now is dwelling in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Nice.
Brothers and sisters, that is our identity.
Amen.
Amen. We are not identified with the world.
Is still
we are not identified with the beauty of the world. We are not identified with the dressing of the world. We are identified by Jesus Christ. He is our salvation. He is our righteousness. He is our sanctification. He is our filling of the Holy Ghost. He is our master. He is the bridegroom. We are the bride. The name of the Lord.
Why?
Amen.
Amen.
So why are we here? We want to be identified with him. Amen. Amen. Identified with him as what? As he is our healer. That's why he says, let the sick come and they'll be healed.
Nazapola.
I want to tell you, brothers, we are in his presence.
Tiri pamalo pake.
We are in his word.
Tiri mau yake.
We are by the word.
Tiri mama.
What God promised in the word,
zamene Mulungu analonjeza
mama, he will fulfill it right here.
Azakwanisa zamene
pake. Because it is his word.
Chifukwa ni mau yake.
We are not a denomination.
Ndise chipembeza.
We are not teaching our own doctrine.
Sitipunzisa mapunziso
yathu. We are not teaching our own mind.
Sitipunzisa nzeru zathu.
We are preaching the living word.
Tipunzisa mau ya moyo.
It has got living results.
Yali na maone.
If you have that living faith, if you believe in this word and take this word without any compromise, God is duty bound to fulfill his word.
While
the sick shall be healed. Amen.
Amen.
There's no doubt about that.
Amen. Amen.
Evil spirits will come out.
Right.
We have no doubt about that.
Hey.
Because we have believed the word. We are people of the word. We walk by the word. We dress the word. We eat the word. We drink the word. Amen.
Amen.
That's who we are.
Hey.
And we are the word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Upon that basis,
paicho,
nothing should stand in our way.
Kulibechiza imirira paise.
But what we have to do,
let's chita,
take all the strange gods,
milungia chirendo ija,
all those clothes which are not worthy, that is not according to the word,
mao,
let's do away with them.
Chosepo.
Amen.
Amen.
And we walk in the light of the word.
Tienda mnyari ya mulungu.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Darisike zina lambwe.
May God bless you.
Ambu ya kudari
se. Amen.
Amen.
Katundu wakumtima
tula tula.
Katundu wakumtima
tula tula.
Katundu yo wakumtima
tula tula.
Tindangu ye mundiolose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tiamika kwa mbuye. Amen.
Amen.